Welcome to Stay on Course with me, Julie Riga. My life has been a roller coaster of highs and lows, but what I know to be true is that when we are grounded in our purpose and savor the sweet moments of life, we are truly a success. Today, you are going to get the ingredients for success because life is salty and life is sweet. Together, let's explore the possibilities of our own lives and learn from thought leaders around the globe. Ready, guys? Let's cook it. Welcome, everyone, to the next edition of the Stay on Course podcast. Today, I have Dr. Britt Andrietta, who is one of the top 10 learning influencers and one of the top 20 HR influencers for leadership development. Dr. Britt Andrietta is an internationally recognized thought leader who uses her background in leadership, neuroscience, psychology, and education to create brain-based solutions for today's workplace challenges. Britt authored Wired to Grow, Wired to Resist, and Wired to Connect. She is also the former CLO of Lynda.com, which is now LinkedIn Learning, and regularly consults with organizations on leadership development and learning strategy. Welcome, Britt, to the Stay on Course podcast. I'm so happy to have you here today.
Me too, Julie. Thank you so much for inviting me. I look forward to our conversation.
Great. So before I get started, I ask all of my guests, what is your favorite food?
Dessert. You know, one of my pandemic projects, while everyone else was making sourdough bread, I perfected my pumpkin pie recipe. Like, I got it nailed. So it was a priority of mine.
Wow, that's great. Now I'm curious. You have to maybe share that with me.
Okay.
So Britt, I have to tell you, I contacted you to be on the podcast because I saw a talk that you did at ATD, which I thought was fantastic. And it really connected into everything I am. And you gave all of the data points that supported my message, which was, if you love what you do, you will never work a day in your life. And to me, that is the whole life force of all of us, that we can go to work and do something we're passionate about, feel that our purpose is connected to the work that we've done. And you gave a talk on this. So that is why I invited you on today.
Thank you. Well, I am equally passionate about helping people find their purpose, live on purpose. And I also like to take a science angle to things. So it was really fun to do the research on what science has discovered about purpose.
Before we really get started in talking about purpose, tell me why purpose work is so important to you personally.
Well, for me, my personal mission, the work that I'm supposed to be doing on this planet, is to be helping people rise to their potential. That's really clear that I'm supposed to be doing that. And how I go about doing that, I've done it in different forms over the course of my professional life. But I'm here to help people do that. And when I'm doing that, I feel alive and connected. I feel deeply spiritually peaceful. I feel energized, and I know I'm on my path, and I want everyone else to feel that too. So my purpose aligns with helping other people find their purpose. And yeah, it's what makes life worth living.
Amazing. So I'm curious now, what are your ingredients for success for finding meaningful work and purpose in what you do?
Great question. So, and these are ingredients that have helped me because I very much live my purpose and I don't feel like I'm working ever because I love what I do. So my first ingredient is listen to that inner voice and your gut, because they will give you signs of when you're on track and off track. For some of us, we knew when we were kids what our sense of purpose was, and other people are still finding it. Sometimes it shifts, but tuning in, paying attention, listening, there's some great journaling you can do, but your inner barometer is going to give you hints in terms of your energy, in terms of your feeling of happiness and joy, in terms of just calmness. Those are all signs. Now, of course, we have ups and downs every day, right? So there's, you know, you're not going to always be feeling bliss. But for the most part, you know, if the stressful, angsty days far outweigh the blissful, happy days, you're off track. And then you got to figure out, am I doing the right work, but under the wrong manager? Am I doing the right work, but in the wrong industry? Am I not doing the right work? And I need to completely figure out, you know, what I should be doing. So those are all the questions that I want people to listen to and ask themselves and then pay attention to what they feel inside.
Wow. I love those questions, because I think part of what we really need to do is build the self-awareness. It's always, again, about self-awareness and self-discovery, is that we're able to sort of tap into what that is, because we only get one life and we might as well make the best out of it. And so I'm very into journaling, really tapping into what is making you happy and making you not happy. And based on what we've gone through over the last, you know, couple years, we've had extra stress. So if you've had extra stress and you're in a job you hate and you're getting up in the morning and you're miserable, it's compounding all of that, which possibly has led to the great resignation.
Absolutely. You know, we lived through a giant values clarification exercise, and that always lends itself to people questioning, am I doing the right work? Am I happy? McKinsey did a study during the pandemic and found that 70% of people say they define their purpose through their work. So they want to see it showing up in their job. And millennials are likely to see work as their life calling. And then Gen Z is even more focused on this. Like, they will not accept a job without looking at the values and purpose and mission of the organization and really make sure that there's alignment. So this was already brewing. We've been moving toward a greater sense of purpose just as a society, but the pandemic really accelerated it. So if folks are feeling like, ugh, I'm not on purpose right now, you know, that's as uncomfortable as that might be, it's perfect. You're just being shown that it's time to do some exploration and see where your right fit is. So purpose and meaning is different for all of us. There is no hierarchy of what's right and what's wrong, but it should be tied to your core values. It should give you a sense of satisfaction. It should make you feel like, you know, you're answering the so what question of your life. Like, why am I here and what am I here to do? And then you want to balance that with some fun and pleasure, because when we don't have enough happiness and pleasure, that's when we get burned out.
Wow. Okay, I think I pulled you really off course now. What is your next ingredient?
Well, my next ingredient is pay attention to the signs. And for me, this was really important in my career, because I am a strong-willed person. And when things are not on track, I will really work hard to try to force them back on track, sometimes too hard. So what I mean by that is, if you just find that, you know, working at one company, no matter how hard you try, you just can't get a boss to see your value, or no matter how much you work to improve your skills, they just don't give you a performance evaluation that you feel reflects you. When it gets hard and it's consistently hard, I see those as messages from the universe that I'm off track. And when I'm living my life purpose, things are just easy. Like, the right helpers show up, the doors open, the opportunity reveals itself. And I know I'm on track when the universe kind of is rising up to meet me. So what I mean by pay attention to the signs is just be looking. Is it feeling consistently hard? Not just temporarily hard, but is it just a slog and it's just not coming together? Or are you seeing it really slide together easily? Like, life is lubricated and things are just moving a little bit more easily. Yeah. Those are signs. And then to me, I kind of use those to keep steering, and I pay attention to them, always trying to move toward where things are coming together and aligning. So pay attention to what the universe is telling you.
Right. And as you move forward into the things that you love, it just seems easier.
Yep.
Everything just seems easier. You wake up in the morning. I just recently started my business, and it's like, oh, I get to do a podcast today. Oh, I get to talk to somebody about, you know, potentially working with them. Oh, I get to create something that I'm going to present at, you know, a meeting. And everything just gets exciting. I wake up and I say, this is going to be a great day, rather than, oh my gosh, I don't know how I'm going to make it through this day.
Right. Well, and when you have that bigger sense of purpose, then everything is in service of that, right? I spent yesterday I was in a dripping sweat because I was reorganizing my office and unboxing all these things that I have had printed. And while it was not fun work, it was fun work because it was really related to, you know, me trying to help people have better lives and the work that I do in the world. And so when you have that bigger sense of purpose, even the quote unquote crappy tasks have some lift to them because you know they're in service of doing the bigger thing. And this is what you want to ask yourself when you're applying for a job too, or working somewhere, is do I have a sense of what I'm trying to accomplish? Either me personally or our team or our company and organization. And if you feel really connected to that sense of purpose, then taking out the trash isn't going to bother you so much because it's in service of this other thing.
As you said, is if it's in service to what the bigger picture is, everything just seems okay.
Absolutely.
So what is your next ingredient?
My next ingredient is be curious and keep learning. I'm a lifelong learner. You know, humans are wired for three things. We're wired for survival, food, water, shelter. We're wired to belong to a meaningful community and feel seen and heard. And that's also tied to our survival. We are a tribal species and we're designed to be in community with others. And that also got strained during the last couple of years. But our deepest need is to become who we're meant to become our best selves. So we actually hunger to learn and grow. And some of that got messed up for us in school. Going to school smushed a lot of people's natural love for learning or curiosity. So one of the things I love to tell adults is try to separate school and education from learning, because I think all of us, I mean, one of the things I love is TikTok. I'm just like a huge fan of TikTok now because it's just mini micro lessons from experts around the world. And I have learned so much. And why I love it is I'm so curious and there's these little moments of learning that are happening, right? And we've all experienced where, you know, whether it was trying to put something together, or we got a new instrument and we wanted to learn to play it. We've all spent hours on YouTube watching videos, learning how to do something. We all love to learn. And when we're given the opportunity to learn what we want to learn at the pace and in the form that we like to do it, most of us really enjoy the learning process. So I want to just tell everyone, dust off your hesitancy around learning, lean into it, because that's oftentimes too, where you get a new sense of what your purpose is what gets you excited. And what brings you joy when you're discovering it. And I have a new passion. I just got an e-bike and it turns out I love mountain biking. Mountain biking is my jam. And I never would have known if I hadn't been curious and rented an e-bike and tried this thing. And it completely changed my relationship to nature. So be curious. Be willing to learn. There's so many golden gems in there that are related to your sense of purpose too.
There has to be a better way of living. There has to be a better way of doing life. And so there it is. And that's what sparred me to really do the work. And it started for me with the 7 habits of highly effective people, beginning with the end in mind. It was that simple. I just read Beginning with the End in Mind. I took a 7 habits class and I took writing my mission statement as like a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this mission statement was in my bedroom. It was on my refrigerator. And I literally started to live out my life according to my mission statement.
Amazing. And that's, you know, a lot of purpose workshops. There are purpose workshops out there. And there's also a lot of books about purpose. There's a lot of activities you can do to discover it. Because I think some people go, I have no idea what my purpose is. I don't even know where to start. And there's great books and courses that will help you do that. So just start exploring. It's okay if you don't know what it is, but commit to the discovery process.
Exactly.
Commit to finding it out.
Right. And were you going to share another ingredient?
Yes. My last ingredient is, and this also comes from the research, and I want to speak to it because collectively as a society, we're pretty burned out right now. We've lived through a pretty traumatic experience. And even before the pandemic, burnout was a real issue where people mm-hmm. were just working too hard. And then in the pandemic, all of our access to play went away. Our access to people that we love went away and there was nothing to do but work. So people started really working a lot more. So it turns out that play and nature are super important to us biologically. In fact, nature, there's a magic number. Nature, at least 20 minutes, three times a week, being in nature, whether that's sitting at a park and just looking at the bees or going for a hike or getting to water of some kind, we are nature starved, and nature really plays a vital role in healing us.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of data on that. It calms the nervous system. It can help us really simmer down from all the stress we're feeling. Wow. It can re-enliven us. So we're probably pretty nature deprived. And also play. Play is something that adults don't do well, but if you watch kids, you know, it's really where their curiosity comes from. It's where they get some joy. And we, as adults, oftentimes are so busy working, and then we're tired, and then we're vegging out, and then we're sleeping, and then we get up to do it all again. We don't play. And particularly in the pandemic, we lost access to play. So play also signals to the body that you're safe and things are okay. And it turns on innovation and creativity. It's where joy and laughter are sparked. It literally makes us more resilient and happier in life. So start playing with a little mindfulness practice. You might be surprised at how well it serves you.
Wow. You know, when I was going through a tough time last year, all I kept saying to myself is, I just want to go on a mountain and stare and just do nothing else but like sit on the mountaintop or sit in front of the ocean and just stare. And I felt that I'd be healed from that.
Yeah, it's true. You will be. And it's really important to put your device away when you're out in nature, right? The point is to be with nature. And here's why it works. Nature is made up of what are called fractals. You know, you've seen the golden mean ratio that is in all of nature. And it's in us too. And so when we look at nature, the fractals in our eyeballs recognize the fractals in the things that we're looking at, and it brings a sense of peace and calm. In addition, we're in more oxygenated air when you're out in nature, and we're designed to be an organic being. So our body is literally built to take salve from nature. And that means we have to be looking at it. We have to be touching it. We have to be smelling it. We have to be in it. And three times a week, 20 minutes at least, not on your laptop, not on your phone.
Amazing. Okay, so I just want you to do a quick recap of your four ingredients for success.
Ingredient one is listen to that inner voice in your gut. It's going to guide you and tell you if you're on track or off track. Ingredient two is pay attention to the signs. The universe will show you if you're on track or off track. Things will get hard and difficult, or they'll be easy and doors will open and the right helpers will show up at the right time. So also look to the signs that the universe is giving you. Ingredient three is be curious and keep learning. Find learning that supports you. Check out things that interest you. Find the right teachers, but that's going to unlock a lot of stuff. And the last ingredient is really take care of yourself through nature, play, and mindfulness. And all of those things will also unlock and give you more information about your purpose.
Thank you. Thank you for recapping that. And where can our audience find more about what you're doing?
Follow me on LinkedIn. I'm very active on LinkedIn, and I'm always posting about what I'm up to. And then my website is my name, brittandriotta.com.
Okay. Thank you for being on the Stay on Course podcast. This has been amazing.
Thank you, Julie. It's been lovely connecting with you, and I love connecting with your listeners as well. So thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you. My dad, Ennio Riga, was not just a chef. He was my hero. From the hardships of World War II to the heights of culinary excellence, his story is nothing short of remarkable. Now, this story lives on in Stay on Course, a book that is very close to my heart. It's filled with his own words, his recipes, and the wisdom he imparted to me. Just imagine, 4 months before he passed, he handed me his life story, urging me to finish it. In these pages, you'll discover the secrets behind mouthwatering dishes and the lessons he taught me about leadership and perseverance. And trust me, there are some incredible tales in here, like the time he pulled off a birthday bash for Frank Sinatra with just 48 hours notice. So, if you're hungry for inspiration and craving a taste of Ennio's legacy, head over to stayoncoursebook.com. That's stayoncoursebook.com. Grab your copy and let his story ignite your passion.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Stay on Course. Please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so Julie can continue serving up delectable experts and appetizing content directly to your earbuds. And remember, right now, you have the ingredients to be living the life you are meant to live. This has been a production of The Media Casters.